Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last hadith of the section. Person doing good himself and at the same time he encouraging others to do good. This is what a believer is all about. He himself is doing good. He is an example of goodness. And at the same time when he get the opportunity, he encourages also others to remain upon goodness. Just before we do today's hadith, just a few things. Khaybar, we heard the name Khaybar. Khaybar was a fortified city with orchards, with high walls, situated 100 miles north of Madinah Sharif, in the direction of Sham, Syria. What is notable about this city is that initially Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those tribes of Jews that were there in Madinah Sharif, is that whenever they went against the treaty that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had with them, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent those tribes to Khaybar, that go out 100 kilometers out, 100 miles out of Madinah Sharif, because of the treachery and the harm that they were causing to the Muslims. And then thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, we know there was a battle of Khaybar that had taken place, because of the continued treachery, despite them being 100 miles north, away from Madinah Sharif, they would still collude with the mushrikeen, they would still collude with the people of Makkah, they would still collude with those that are residing in Madinah Sharif to harm the Muslims. So because of this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now decided to banish them once and for all. So in this hadith, when reading today's hadith, then we can understand this a little bit in perspective. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up on the day of the expedition of Khaybar and he said, I will give this flag to a person who loves Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger. Why we say expedition of Khaybar? It wasn't a real battle that had taken place there. Eventually they had given up. When they seen the Muslims and they seen the army of the Muslims, eventually they had given up. So therefore there wasn't a real battle that had taken place. Therefore we refer to it as the expedition of Khaybar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up on the day of the expedition of Khaybar and said, I will give this flag to a person who loves Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala will give victory at his hands. You must know when Sahaba, they heard this, that this is a basharat, or this is like a certificate, that whoever gets this flag of Islam, in other words, he will be now representing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, representing the Muslims. He will be the leader of the Muslims. And the cherry on the top, or the greatest thing, is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that he is a person who loves Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So naturally Sahaba wanted that certificate, their desire that we want to be the lovers of Allah, we want to be the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not only the lovers, but those that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has testified that these are the lovers of Allah and these are the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said that I never desired leadership except for that day. I never had a desire to be a leader except for that day. That this also teaches us something. That leadership is something that we don't desire. We don't have the desire that I must be the leader. I must hold a position. Yes, if Allah Ta'ala gives a person a certain position, it is different. But he himself doesn't go and canvass for that position. He himself doesn't go and market himself for a certain position. Unless there's nobody else, and this is the only person, and if somebody else happens to take that position, for sure, he knows that there'll be some detriment to deen, or some detriment to people's dunya, then it's a different situation. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made his dua, Allahumma ja'alni ala khaza'in al-ard. That, oh Allah, make me the treasurer of the land. Why? Because he knew at that time he would have done the best duty. He would have been the most responsible. Anybody else came in as a treasurer would have done something that would have been less better or less good than himself. So at that time he made this dua. So yes, when there is nobody else, but when there are other people for a person to desire leadership, this is not the quality of a Muslim. In fact, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this is such a matter, imarat, being the amir, getting leadership positions in different areas, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that we don't give it to people that desire it. We give it to those that don't desire it. In other words, the person doesn't have that desire and he's worthy of it, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would give it. Now we see in our country, unfortunately, sometimes there are certain empowerment rules that the person is not deserving of it at all, but yet he gets it. Where on the other hand, Islam teaches us, if a person is worthy of it and he's deserving of a certain position, then a person's supposed to get it, not based on his color, not based on his background, not based on his language, but purely based on merit. Person deserves it, then he gets it. So anyway, moving on with this hadith. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, I never desired leadership except for that day. So I made myself appear taller and hopeful that I would be called to take the flag. And this was out of the love that they had for Allah Pak and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I'll be getting the certificate from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I love Allah Pak and I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, I made myself appear taller, hopeful that I would be called to take the flag. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, gave it to him and said, proceed and do not be distracted until Allah Ta'ala grants you victory. This is the part that ties up with the chapter that we're doing. Proceed and don't be distracted until Allah Ta'ala grants you victory. In other words, just continue and continue and continue until Allah Ta'ala gives victory. This is the style of a Muslim. He doesn't get distracted by the things around. Things will come, things will go. Months will come, months will go. Times and festivities of the year will come. Holidays will come. This will come, that will come. A Muslim is one that will just continue and continue until he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the nasihat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him, advice that continue until Allah ta'ala, and don't be distracted until Allah ta'ala grants you victory. Ali radiallahu anhu went ahead and he then stopped, and without turning around he shouted, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on what basis should I fight the people? Imagine that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, move ahead and don't be distracted. Even a question that he had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't turn back to ask the question. He asked it whilst facing forward. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is behind. The right thing to have done is to turn around. But because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to move ahead and don't be distracted, even the question that he had, he asked whilst facing forward. I don't want to go against the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, on what basis? He asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should be the basis that I fight the people? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fight them until they testify, they bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. If they do so, their lives and their wealth are safe from you, except in the case of a right, and they shall be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except in a case for the, in other words, if they now testify, they accept Islam, their lives, their wealth is all safe. There's no need to fight with them any further. Except illa bihaqqihi, means, except if there's some right for their life and their wealth to be taken away. For example, qisas, even though they may have accepted Islam, but they have been involved in murder, they have killed somebody. So in Islam, when a person is murders someone else, and he's found to be guilty with all the sharia proofs, then now this person is, his life is taken in return. Except if these people are happy that some blood money may be taken, or they are happy that this person is forgiven, then it's a different situation. But the right is, it's in Islam, that this person's life is taken. And this is the beauty of Islam, is because of the laws that we have in Sharia, you'll find that if the laws are applied, then these countries are very, very safe. You'll hardly find any murders, you'll hardly find any kidnappings, you'll hardly find any crime. Why? Because the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. It may look a little bit harsh, but it's harsh on the criminals, but the broader society is enjoying the freedom and the peace. Why? Just because the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in place. That a person is involved in murder and his life gets taken. Now you think a person will ever think of committing murder when he knows his life will be taken? And sometimes in the ayat of the Quran, وَلْيَشْهَدْ عَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that let this punishment that is meted out to the criminals, let it be seen by the public. Let it be seen by the public. Let it go viral. Let everyone come to know about it. This is what has happened to this person that has committed murder. When this happens, for example, a person steals, his hand is now chopped off. Let it go viral. You think anybody will steal again? People are witnessing, they're seeing that this is the crime. This is the punishment for stealing. This is what happened. But on the other hand, if you see people going in for a few days and they're out again, for murder they're going in and they're out again as though nothing happened, then what will happen to the society? Therefore, the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left in deen, the beauty can never ever be replaced by man-made laws. These are laws that are divine, and there is so much of hikmat and so much of wisdom in these laws. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. try and come early for the Jummah Salah, recite Suratul Kahf, and encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf, and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah for dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.